I'm reading from Revelation chapter 3 this morning. I invite you to take your Bibles. I trust you have your Bibles. That's the Word of God that feeds us, and we've gathered around His Word. This is a letter that Jesus Christ wrote to this church in the city of Philadelphia through the Apostle Paul, who was in exile on the island of Patmos, and he writes the following, verse 7, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, and he who has the key of David. It is he who opens and no one can shut, and he is the one that shuts and no one can open. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it, because you have a little strength and you have kept my word and you have not denied my name. And indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but they lie. And indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial which will come upon the whole earth to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Jesus Christ in Matthew 16:18 said, I will build my church upon this rock. I am the fortress. I am the rock. Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He was speaking to Peter, who his word in the Greek means a little stone. Peter later on in his epistles writes that all of us are little stones that make up the body, the church of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said that the church, it's not a man-made institution. It is an organism that I will bring into being. I will build my church. And all churches since that time, up until today in Hollywood, exist as a result of the promise of Jesus to build his church. It is part of the plan of God to call out. The word church means assembly called out from the peoples. Out of all the people on the earth, God has called out his church. And today in Hollywood, we are a small part. We are one little stone in this massive organism that is the body of Christ. And he has called us out to be a light and a testimony and a witness in the dark city where we live on our way to an eternity in the presence of God. And today in our church, in the history of our church, in January we will be 68 years since we exist. Today is a special day in the life of our church. We are celebrating God's gift to our church, the ordination of a group of men, three men, whom God has called out from among us, just like God has called his church out from among the people that live on the earth. Among us, God has called out these three men, and they will be acknowledged for the ministry today, and we will publicly dedicate them to ministry among us in our church. In our recently completed study of the Epistle of Ephesians, you remember in chapter 4, God says that God has called and has given to the church gifts, presents. These men that are being honored today and called to ministry and dedicated to ministry are God's present to our church in Hollywood. They are ours. We are to put our arms around them. We are to support them. We are to uphold them in prayer. We are to follow them. We are to listen to their instruction in the Word. Remember, Hebrews says, your leaders, your pastors, your teachers, your deacons, and follow their example of godly living. And all of this is for the purpose to build up, to prepare, to equip, to edify us in our faith and in our knowledge of God's Son, Jesus Christ, to minister among us as well as to the society in which we live. All Christians, 1 Timothy 3:2, are called to live a certain lifestyle, a holy lifestyle. Святую жизнь. The qualifications of all of us are to be holy, just like God is holy. Leaders, pastors, teachers, deacons are called to a higher standard. Paul, writing to Timothy, says that the man of God is to be blameless. What that means is he's to be beyond reproach. Nobody here today, nobody in society where we live, nobody in the places where these men live and work and do ministry can say anything of reproach against them. All the other qualifications for leadership, they stem from this one leadership. You men, Brother Nick, Brother Igor, Brother Paul, are to be blameless before us in your walk before the Lord. Remember this. That is my primary word of encouragement to you today. The rest of the text today is addressed to our church. And so I want to remind you today of what God said to this particular church. Just as this church was found to be faithful, my prayer is that we as a church would be faithful. A little bit of background about the Church of Philadelphia. It was written to this New Testament church that existed in the city of Philadelphia. It was in a beautiful valley. It was a beautiful place to live. And this city was actually a guard, a military guard that was in the valley guarding the way towards three other cities that we find in the book of Revelation. The city of Ephesus, the city of Smyrna, the city of Pergamos that we read about earlier in Revelation. It was an outpost. It was a guard. It was located on a major trade route. This letter is addressed not only to the church in Philadelphia. This letter is addressed to the pastor of this church. Verse 7 we read, "To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write." This letter is addressed to the pastor whose responsibility is to take God's word and to re-speak it, retell it to the congregation. God always speaks to his church through his word, through his appointed and elected leaders. When we studied the epistle of Jude, you remember there were certain men that crept in, that invaded the church secretly and began to spread false teaching. That is not the way God works. God works through his word. He speaks through his word, through the appointed gifts, through the appointed presence that he has given to our church. And so listen to the man that God has given to you. Don't listen to men outside unless they have come here by God's call and by God's election. Those of you that are being dedicated to service today, that puts a special, heavy burden of responsibility upon you to relay the word of God in your lifestyle and in your words to the congregation. Secondly, we see that the author of this letter is God himself. And there are three words here that speak about the character of God in this verse. It says, "This says he who is holy. This is he who is true. And this is he who has the keys." The keys that can open and the keys that can shut. More specifically, the writer here is not only God, but specifically the middle person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There are those today that deny the deity of Jesus Christ. When we read about the character of Jesus, we find that his character corresponds to he who says. And so for those who would deny the word, deny Jesus Christ as divine and the Son of God, Scripture here says, "These are the things that I say." Remember, Jesus said, "I am," many times. In the Old Testament, the word or the phrase "I am" means Jehovah, means Lord, means sovereign, ruler, master of the universe and of the church. To Mary, when the angel appeared and says, "You will have a child conceived of the Holy Spirit." Remember that text says that holy child will be called the Son of God. There is none holy, there is none righteous, there is none sinless but God. And so when Scripture talks about he who is holy, this is Jesus speaking to the church and to those of us, those of you that are being dedicated for ministry today. Regarding he who is true, Jesus spoke about himself and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Regarding I am he who has the key, that talks to us about the sovereignty of God, the power of God, the authority of God, the lordship of God in our lives and over our life. And in a classic text in Ephesians chapter 2, where Paul says, we have been saved by grace. We are the workmanship of Jesus Christ, created for good works. And what does Jesus say to this church? And by extension, what does he say to us in Hollywood today? And to Brother Nick and Brother Igor and Brother Paul? He says, verse 8, I know. God is sovereign. A characteristic of God is God knows all things. God knows our works. God knows our life. What are the things that God knows about this church in Philadelphia? First of three points, Jesus says, I know that you have a little strength. Немного силы ты имеешь. And this is not a negative statement like most people think. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The very little strength that we have is more than the strength of Satan who opposes us. And we read in our text about the opposition of Satan to this church. But the little power that this church had was greater than the power of Satan. I know your works and I know you have a little strength, but your little strength is more than enough. Достаточно. One word from the Lord spoken in the power of the Holy Spirit is greater than all of the power of Satan and those demons that followed him. This church was small. It had few resources, few members. But with the strength that God gave them, they were able to get the word out. This word strength is the word from the Greek that we get our English word dynamite from. And I think we've spoken about this word before. Dynamite, when you light it, it explodes in power. Every single one of us here today has the dynamite of God in us. And Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By extension to you today, brothers, and to us as a church today, Jesus says, you in Hollywood are small. There's only a few of you. You're small and there's a big city. This dark city that's known for darkness, not for light. But you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine. With the strength of God, I believe we can accomplish the task and the ministry that God has set our church here in this city for. We can be the lighthouse of God. We can be the mission of God in this city. The second characteristic of this church is they were faithful to the word of God. Our church will be 60 years old in January. And this is a special day today. This kind of day today is the fourth time in 60 years that we are celebrating the consecration and the ordination of men to ministry. The first one in this tradition of leadership in our church was my father, Alex Kuzich, who was ordained by our founding pastor, Pavel Rogozin, to be pastor of this church. And then after him, Anthony Hay was pastor of this church, and then Brother Martinchuk for 21 or 22 years, and myself now. And today we're dedicating the sixth pastor in this tradition of leadership, Paul. And one of the first men to be ordained as deacon in our church was Brother Kowalski way back in the middle 1950s. And today we are ordaining for the second time in the history of our church a man who has been qualified and called by God to serve and minister. We don't just change leaderships because it is not up to us to change leaders. God gives to the church leaders as a gift, as a present to serve. From day one, our church has been dedicated to the exposition of the word. I've heard different people on different occasions tell us that your church may not emphasize music and programs, but everything, our service, is organized around a message from the Word of God. And brothers, may that be your guide as you join this group of small group of leaders that we have had in our church history to be faithful as they were to the Word of God that we will give to you as a gift today, as a present, your own personal copy of the Word of God. And briefly, the third characteristic of this church is that they were not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, you can watch on TV interviews when men of God, supposed men of God, are asked if Jesus Christ is God, is divine, and they hem and haw for 15 minutes and are unable to answer. Do not be ashamed, brothers, as Paul writes to Timothy. Fourthly, there is a promise to all of us in verse 11. It's God's promise. God's promise. Jesus promises, I will come again. And associated with that promise is the promise of a reward, eternal life in the presence of God. And in calling us to faithful ministry, just like this church was faithful, God says, hold fast. Держись. Hold on to the word, the sound word, the sound word of doctrine. Be faithful to the word and do not be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. And that is my desire for you three brothers today, and also for our church as a whole, that we would have a good grip and hold fast to what God has entrusted to us here in Hollywood. Amen.